Average winter rainfall in California, and the Federal Water District only gives the Westland Water District 20% of their allocation. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of that vast ag information network. Allison Febo is the general manager of Westland's Water District.
Well, unfortunately, what we've seen is we're dealing with a broken system. Like you mentioned, this is now becoming the normal where even in years where we see very good precipitation, this year, unfortunately, we've seen a very low snowpack, which is causing these low allocations. But it really points to a system that is no longer working for the state.
Tell us more, Allison.
We have lack of storage availability. We have lack of infrastructure investments. We're really excited that we just had a large investment from the Trump administration into the CVP, the largest ever made. And so that's going to be very helpful. But we need continued investments statewide on fixing our water system. It's a combination of an overly burdensome regulatory environment that limits our access to water supplies without demonstrated benefits, along with lack of flexibility and nimbleness to really respond to this weather pattern that we have.
That's Allison Febo with the Western Water District and based in Fresno with the Ag Information Network. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.